my sinuses are giving me a fit. Amen. We'll hope and we apologize for a raspy voice for preaching, but Lord, that never, the devil that never beat me on the preaching side. Singing side, yes. Amen. I appreciate the Lord. Good to have each and every one of you with us. And amen. Good to have this lady with us. Amen. I think she said she was recently a bass. You came to the basses that used to own the restaurant in Milton? Don't know. One of them Alabama basses. Okay. I heard that. Amen. There's a lot of the same names. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. It's good to have you tonight. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. I'm going to read out of Ephesians chapter 5. Amen. We preached on this morning being led by the Spirit. Amen. How that if we're going to be led, we have to be submissive to God. We have to be leadable. Amen. You know, you can't lead someone that's not leadable. And you can't teach someone that's not teachable. Hello? You know, if I go to school and think I know everything, teacher ain't going to do me no good. Amen. I got to know I need to learn something. Hello? Amen. So I'm going to look into Ephesians chapter 5. And so tonight, amen, we were talking about being led. Now I want to talk about followers. Amen. I was taught when I was in leadership school in the military that in order to be a good leader, you must first be a good follower. Amen. And I found that to be true, and they had a point. If I couldn't learn to follow, then I could never learn to lead. Amen. Because actually when you're leading, you're following somebody else. In our walk with God, there's never a place where we're the sole person in the leadership. We're following somebody else. Amen. Those in ministry roles in the church must be following Christ. Amen. Or else their leadership is of no value. Amen. So if we'll follow Christ, amen, that whole thing trickles down and God's work is done and God blesses it. Amen. And the world is touched by the ministry that God does through His people. Amen. Ephesians 5 and 1. And I'll also read, amen, the Lord will help me and bless me here for just a little bit. In Philippians chapter 3 and verse number 7, we'll read in just a little bit as well. But in Ephesians 5 and 1, the Word of God says, "Be ye therefore followers of God, as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given Himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor." Amen. In Philippians 3 and 7, the Apostle Paul writing again says these words, "But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung that I may win Christ. And be found in Him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto His death. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after. If that I may apprehend that for which I also am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Would you pray with me? Father, I thank You, Lord, that Your hand is outstretched to this hour. I thank You, Lord, for Your Spirit that have already been made to feel tonight. Hallelujah. To know, sir, that You have loved us enough that you have led and made the way, hallelujah, that you have made available unto us, sir, all things that pertain unto righteousness and godliness. And you, sir, will lead us if we will be leadable, if we will follow you, sir. And tonight we read in your word that we ought to be followers of God as dear children, humble, God, where we can be led, where we might follow after you, walk in your footsteps, and keep your commandments, that we might hear your voice and be led by your Spirit as we follow you, sir, and that you may lead us in the paths of righteousness and send us, God, in the way that we can walk, that we may, God, work your will in the earth in the name of Jesus. And everybody said amen. And again, I apologize for my wonderful raspy voice. Thank you, sir. Amen. Nothing like water. Ah, yes. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm a water drinker. Amen. Thank you. Amen. I want to look tonight here, amen, about following Christ. Amen. There is a great need, amen, of following Christ. And I read to you, instead of reading my text for my notes, I turned and read Scripture further down in the text, amen, in my message, because I want us to see something, amen, in the Word of God. Amen. There is a great need, amen, for people just to learn how to follow Christ. Amen. To how to be led. Amen. If we're going to arrive at where God wants us to, amen, we're going to have to follow somebody. You understand something with Brother Joe. There's not a person here that knows how to get to heaven on their own. Amen. There's not a person here that we know how to do the will of God and the work of God on our own. Amen. Matter of fact, we can't do it on our own. We have to have God. Amen. To help us. I was preaching this morning, we made mention that we can't even live the Christian life outside of God's help and God's grace. Amen. God birthed us into the kingdom. Amen. And in order for us to fulfill the will of God, we got to continue, amen, to follow Christ. Amen. And there is a lot of times where our problem comes in. We start out with good intentions, amen, and we start out following God, but after a while, if we're not careful, we get distracted, amen, we get turned off to the right or the left, or either we get selfish and we get to wanting our own little way, and we go to following whatever we think we need to do in whichever way we think is okay. Hello? There's been a lot of people go down that me, myself road, and amen, and I believe everybody's probably familiar with that old hit that Elvis done, that Frank Sinatra done before him. I did it my way. Amen. I understand that my way never leads to the right way. Amen. But if I'll go God's way, it always works out like God said. Amen. If you want the results from this book, amen, then we must follow this Christ, and the results will follow them that follow him. Amen. We got it all the way from the Old Testament throughout the New. Amen. If we go back to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, amen, it said, if you'll walk in my statutes and keep my commandments, and amen, in other words, God said, if you'll follow the instructions, if you'll follow me, amen, I'll make you the head and not the tail. Amen. I will cause the blessings to do what? To overtake you in the way. My. You want to be blessed? You follow Christ. Amen. Now, everywhere you look in the Word of God, you can preach from Genesis to Revelations on following. Amen. Where my mind goes to people that God used, amen, sooner or later, amen, or throughout the course of their life, there was a following that had to be. I thought about when Elijah is fixing to come to the end of his ministry. Amen. And God sent him over by Elisha's way. And so, of course, God speaks to pay. Amen. Put somebody else in Elijah's room or Elijah's place, if you will. Amen. Sometimes, amen, understand something. There's not a lot of encouragement in following God. Amen. Why? Because God wants us to have a desire. Amen. If I don't have that right desire, then I'm going to quit sooner or later. Amen. Along the way. Come on, my brother Joe. Amen. Now, you can tell when people want something or when they don't. Amen. You know, that goes no matter what you do in life, whether it's in sports, whether it's in business. Amen. By the way, we're supposed to be in business for the King. Amen. We're on God's business. Amen. If I'm going to get God's business done, I'm going to have to follow Him. Amen. So He can show me the way. Amen to God. So Elijah, all that he done, amen, is he simply went by and that little cloak that he had, he just threw it over that mantle. He just chunked it over the shoulders of old Elisha, who's plowing 12 yoke of oxen out in the field. Come on. I want to tell you, how many folks, amen, would he have to go by today, amen, busy doing something, throw that mantle over, and they pay no attention, keep on going about their business. Amen. But Elisha, he dropped the hand of reins to them, amen, to them, all them animals he was pulling the plow with, and he run down old Elijah and said, "You'll give me just a few minutes. Amen. I'll sacrifice, worship, and I'll tell my family goodbye, and I'll go with you." Amen. By the way, Elijah wasn't too cordial. He said, "What is that to me?" He kind of just got sassy. Amen. But Elisha didn't let it stop him. Amen. He went on, slew one of them yoke of oxen or one of them oxen and offered sacrifice to God. Told his family goodbye. "I'm going to wash the hands, amen, of the man of God. I'm going to follow him. God's called me. Amen. I got something to do." Come on, I want to tell you that every one of us has got something if we're born again. Amen. We got something to do in the kingdom of God. Amen. If I listen, I can hear God beckon. And if I'll follow Him, hallelujah. Amen. I can tell you what I thought about as I said that. That Peter, I believe it was James and John were, amen, busy, amen, with the nets. And along comes, amen, Jesus by. Amen. And by, what did he say? "Follow me." Amen. What did they do? They dropped what they was doing. Amen. And here they went. Amen to God. Come on with Brother Joe. I can tell you, God is not going to waste a whole lot of time begging folks. Amen. But He will say, "Follow me." Amen. "I make you to become fishers of men." Amen. If you'll follow me. Amen. There is a great deal to following God. Amen. I want us to understand. Amen. David in the 63rd Psalms. Amen. Desired to see God's glory. Amen. What does he say? David said in that passage several times, "Early will I seek thee." Amen. In other words, David said, "I'm after something." Amen to God. "I'm going to follow." He said, "I will follow hard after thee." Amen. What does he mean? "I'm not going to let you get away from me." Amen. "I'm going to pursue you with all that I have." Amen. You know what we need to do? We need to pursue God with everything we got. We need to long for Him. We need to serve Him. Amen. And we need to follow Him as close. That old song, I believe years ago, said, "I want to walk just as close as I possibly can." Amen. I can tell you, we can walk as close to God as we want to. Amen. It won't bother the Lord a bit. Amen. As a matter of fact, our problem is not following God too close. Our problem is we get so far away that we can't hear that still small voice if we're not careful. Amen. I want to follow Him, don't you? Amen. Because I can tell you, there's great benefits in following Jesus. Amen. I said there's great benefits. Amen. We need God every day, but there are times in your life, in my life, amen, that we need Him more than ever. Amen. And I can tell you, if I'm walking with Him, I'm following Him. Amen. I don't have to go hunt Him up when I need Him. Amen. I know where He is. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I can tell you, ain't nothing more precious than that. Amen. And to know that you're just, amen, just a word away. I'm just one prayer from my answer. Hallelujah. Amen to God. Well, glory. Been to feel more like preaching. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Ooh. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. "Behold, if thou wilt follow me, I will lead you, saith the Lord. I will lead you in the green pastures. I'll lead you beside the still waters. I'll lead you in the paths of righteousness for my name's sake. Behold, if thou wilt follow me, I'll set a table before you in the presence of your enemies, saith the Lord. I'll anoint your head with oil. I'll run your cup over if thou wilt follow me. I say to thee, if you follow me, surely you'll walk through the valleys. You'll walk through the times of trials and tribulation. But be of good cheer. I've overcome the world, and I will give you the victory, saith the Lord." Hallelujah. Amen to God. I realize that if we're not careful in the world we live in, amen, we want that new modern Christianity that has no trials and no tribulations and no battles. I never found that anywhere in this book. Amen. But I'm telling you, if we'll follow God, amen, yes, there's times you'll walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Amen. But I can tell you, just keep on following Him. Amen. After a while, He'll lead you out of that valley. Amen. Just keep on walking with God. He'll show you how to overrun the enemy. Amen. He'll show you how to, amen, come by the victory. Thanks be unto God that always gives us the victory. Amen. I got to hurry. I got a ways to go here. Don't want to be too long tonight. Amen. So I want to just look and see what God has for us. Amen. I thought about it in the book of Genesis chapter 24. Amen. Abraham has sent Eliezer, his servant, back for a bride for Isaac. Amen. Oh, listen, and he's asked Abraham, perhaps if she won't come with me, shall I take Isaac back? And Abraham made him put his hand under his thigh and swear he'd never take Isaac back to that land. Come on, my brother Joe, I want to tell you something. Amen. God has not called us to go back. Amen. Go. What is he? Jesus is never going back to that cross. He's finished that work. Amen. You hear me tonight? Amen. But I tell you what he is going to do. He's going to send his spirit back to this world as he's already done, and he's going to beckon him a bride. Amen. Out of this world. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. So Eliezer's going back down to Abram's country. Amen. And there he stops at the well. He's got the camels all loaded. I mean, he's decked out. Amen. Gets down and said, Lord, let the one. Amen. The damsel that comes out and I ask for water that says not only thee but thy camels also, that'll be the right one, sir. Amen. And while he finished praying just a little bit, here comes Rebecca. Holly, come on, Brother Joe. My. Amen. And would you give me some water? Amen. Yo, not only you, I'll water your camels. My, he knew he had the right one. Amen. And then the subject comes up when they arrive back at her house. Amen. She needs to stay here a while. Amen. With us. And Rebecca, hold it a minute. Amen. I'm the one. Amen. Getting married here. Hallelujah. I'm going with him. Amen. Hallelujah. I can almost hear old Kenny Henson sing that song. I have decided to follow Jesus. Amen. I have decided to follow Him. I'll go with Him. Amen. Through the judgment, through the valley, whatever there is. Amen. She said, I'm going back with this man. I'm going to find my husband. Hallelujah. Amen to God. My, I want to tell you, that's the bride that He's coming back for. Amen. I said, that's the bride that the Lord is coming back for. One that has willingly left everything of her estate, and she's went to meet her Lord. Hallelujah. Come on. Amen. Have loved not their life unto the death. Amen. But have washed their robes white in the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Amen. So Abraham, when Eliezer found out, he knew he had the right gal. And I believe when she said what she said, he knew definitely that he had the one, amen, that was set for Isaac. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen to God. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you that characteristic, amen, is going to be found in the bride of Christ today. Amen. I'm not his because he's made me. I'm his because I'm willingly chosen. Amen. The Word of God said, if a man want to be his disciple, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me, Jesus said. Amen. Now, you can't just go part of that way. If I'm going to be God's disciple, I can't decide to deny myself and take up the cross and sit down on that. I got to follow Christ. Amen. Listen, I know sometimes, amen, in this world that we live in, following Christ is going to cut against the grain. Amen. I was preaching this morning, mentioning folks that have got in trouble because they stayed with this book. Amen. Come on. If you obey God, you're not going to make everybody happy. I will say that again. If you obey God and if you follow Christ, you're not going to make everybody happy. Maybe some folks that want you to do something that God don't want you to do. Amen. And sooner or later, amen, you gotta go ahead and make up your mind. Amen. And I believe we prayed not too long ago preaching on love, I believe last Sunday. Amen. That love is, amen, the sovereign choice of one over another. Amen. True love. It's a sovereign choice. What do you mean by that? Amen. If I really love someone, then I choose them above everything. Come on. God said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. Amen to God. I got to make God my sovereign choice. God said, thou shalt have no other God before me. Amen. I decided to follow Christ. Amen. No matter what comes along, no matter what the glare of this world, no matter what the enticements that arise, no matter how much money gets waved over here or over yonder, I'm going to follow Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen, if we don't love God just like we should, sooner or later the price will come along where we'll decide to go some other direction. Amen. But I'm telling you, I can't understand why God loved me. Amen. Just as them brethren in the Song of Solomon couldn't understand why, amen, that king who was a shepherd who was going to be a king loved that sister of theirs because they wasn't anything attractive about her. Amen. But I'm telling you, he fell in love with her. Amen. Why? Because she's, amen, met the conditions of the bride. Hallelujah. Come on with Brother Joe. Ain't the reason in the world that God, amen, that God can love us outside, that if we meet those conditions, then God can love us in that special way. Come on with me. Amen. My, that he has set aside for his bride. Amen. My, I want to tell you something. Amen. He's going to come back very soon now, and he's going to collect that bride. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. I'm looking for him to split those eastern skies, gather his elect. Amen. Who's he coming for, Brother Joe? Amen. Them that have loved not their life unto the death. They've loved God with all of their heart. Amen. They've made themselves ready. They denied themselves. They've taken up their cross, and they've followed him. Amen to God. I'm following Jesus. That old Henson song says, he's leading the way. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you what, if it ever gets where he's not leading the way, I started following the wrong thing. Amen. And while I'm on follow, let me just say what the Apostle Paul said. Follow me as I follow Christ. Amen. In other words, the Apostle Paul said, if I quit following Jesus, you better quit following me. Amen. I've known folks just want to follow a preacher right on off the cliff. Amen. I said, my, when he left Jesus, he left me. Amen. Come on. Or she or whoever that it happens to be. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. If you follow Christ, I'm in with you. Amen. But if you quit following Jesus, I'm afraid I got somewhere else to go. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me hurry. Hosea 6:3. Amen. He said, amen, then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning. He shall come unto us as the rain, and as the latter and former rain unto the earth. Amen. My, he said, then shall we know, and the big old two-letter word steps up in the middle of all that, if. If we follow on to know the Lord. Amen. I'm telling you, there's a what does that mean, Brother Joe? That means that I got to continue in what I have been knowing to do. I can't just follow a little bit and quit. Amen. The more that I follow Christ and the longer I follow Him, amen, the more wonderful that He is, the more I know Him, the better I love Him. Come on. That's that relationship, amen, that He spoke up when He came out of Caesarea Philippi. Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Amen. Some say Jeremiah. Others say that, amen, Elias. Others say Jeremiah. Some say that you're a prophet sent from God. But who do you say that I am? Jesus said to His disciples. And old Peter steps up and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, Jesus says back to Peter, for thou art Peter. And upon this rock I will build my church. He ain't talking about building that church on Peter. He's talking about building that church on that knowledge of who He is. That relationship with God. Amen. How's that relationship work, Brother Joe? And I follow Him in that relationship. I walk with Him and talk with Him. That old song says, and He walks with me. And He talks with me. And He tells me that I'm His own. Oh, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. Amen. I'm telling you, there's joy in this relationship. Yes, there's battles. Amen. But there's a peculiar joy that you can't even describe. You can't buy it with money. It's worth more than all the silver and the gold and all the worlds that you can attain. Amen. But hallelujah. Amen. And so the writer here in the book of Hosea said, then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. Amen. What are we going to know, Brother Joe? He is going forth as prepared as the morning. Amen. My, I want to tell you can't stop the morning. You may wish the sun wouldn't come up in the morning, but that sun's going to rise out of that eastern sky. You could fire all the guns in the world towards the east, you couldn't still stop that sun from rising. It'd keep right on coming up. Amen. What are you saying, Brother Joe? Amen. That's the God that I serve. Amen. You can't stop Him. Amen. You can't come on. Amen. Best thing I know to do is just get in with Him and obey Him and walk with Him and follow Him. Come on. And He'll come to us. Listen, what does He say? Amen. He's like, as the morning. Amen. What else did He say? He'll come unto us as the rain, as the latter and the former rain unto the earth. Amen. What's that, Brother Joe? That's the planting rain and the harvest rain. Come on. I can tell you, you got to have rain to plant. Amen. Oh, come on. If you don't have rain, that seed ain't going to come up. Amen. But if we'll follow God. Amen. If we'll continue on, what's He saying? If you continue to walk with me, God said, I'll make sure. Amen. That you prosper. Amen. That your work that I give you to do prospers in your hand. I'll send by the planting rain. Amen to God. And I'll send you the harvest rain. What's the harvest rain? That's not the rain when you're gathered. That's the rain that brings that fruit to maturity. I mean, you can plant stuff, get a rain, get a crop up, but if it don't rain on it, it ain't going nowhere. Amen. Anybody live in farm country know that. Amen. You got to have rain to get it started, and you got to have rain to bring it into fullness, into fruition. Amen to God. Oh, He said, He'll come unto us as a rain, as a ladder in the form of rain unto the earth. Oh, my God. Amen. Jesus said in the book of John, amen, chapter 8, amen, if you continue in my word, amen, then He said to these Jews, He said, then you are my disciples indeed. Amen. Big old two-letter word gets in the way again. If you continue in my word, in other words, if you'll continue to follow me, if you'll continue to obey me, amen, then you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. If you'll continue to follow me, Jesus said, amen, you'll get where you know me. That ain't familiarity. Amen. That's a place where I come into more reverence for God. That's a place that makes me want to follow Him more than I did yesterday. Come on. Oh, hallelujah. I know I need Him more, amen, today than I did yesterday. Amen. Hallelujah. And He said, then He said, you'll know, amen. And then He said, my God in heaven, thank God that there is a knowledge of Him. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Amen. And I heard Him say, who the Son has set free is free indeed. Amen. So there is much to following God, a much blessing to follow God. Amen. Not only will He make us fishers of man, amen, they just multitudes of things that God will do in our life if we'll follow Him. But if I won't follow God, I can't have the blessings of God. I can't have the plan of God in my life. Oh, hallelujah. But if I'll follow God, amen, I can tell you, God, oh, I believe, I forgot what His name is, that high pitched voice. Amen. He wrote my life story. Amen. Mr. Free. Amen. My. Thank God, love wrote my life. Come on, I'm going to tell you, God, if we'll follow Him, He'll just keep on writing our story. Amen. I heard Him say, ye are epistles. Amen. Or head of all men. Amen. Written on the fleshy tables of your heart. Amen. What's God doing as we follow Him? He's transforming us. He's changing us. He's enabling us. And He's working with us His wonders to perform. Amen. Well, my. Amen. I probably got too much to preach. Amen. Everywhere you look in the Word of God, we find, amen, that there was a following. Israel followed God from Egypt all the way through to Canaan. Amen. My, what a leadership they had. Amen. I can only imagine in my mind what that had to look like. Amen. When you've seen that pillar of cloud by day that's in the middle of that camp going up, amen. And when at nighttime come, that pillar turned into a pillar of fire. Amen. Had to be an awesome sight. That's all Brother Joe can say. Amen. I'm going to tell you, brother, listen, if you and I will allow God to lead us and, amen, keep Him in our heart like we should, I'm going to tell you, God can produce another awesome sight. Ah, come on with me. That glory that shines out from God. Hallelujah. If Lord, lead me in the paths of righteousness. Amen. Lead me, God, for Your name's sake. Hallelujah. Let me be led by Your Spirit. Amen. Fulfill Your will and Your purpose. My God, hallelujah. Let Christ, hallelujah, be who He's supposed to be in my life. Amen. My, I don't know about you, but I want to follow Him. Amen. Why? Because great things lay in store for them that will follow Him. Amen. I'm not talking about great, what this world thinks is great. What this world thinks is great is going to vanish away. Amen. It's going to perish in a consuming fire. Amen. But I want to tell you something. If we'll follow God, amen, if we'll follow His Christ, listen to Brother Joe, amen, we can lay up treasures in heaven that I want to tell you never going to go away. It's never going to fade. Amen. And one day, hallelujah, if we'll keep on following Him, amen, we'll get to hear and say, welcome home. Hallelujah. Well done. Amen. Thou good and faithful servant. My, you've been faithful over a few things. Not going to make you ruler over many. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to a time, amen, when he's going to bring the saints of God back with him. And the saints of God are going to rule as kings and priests in the earth in what we call the millennial reign of Christ. Amen. Why are you looking forward to that today, Brother Joe? Well, amen, we live in a world that says if you follow God, you're a loser. Amen. They think that you're, amen, you've lost your marbles and you're out of your mind if you believe in God, walk with God, and allow God to lead you. My, they don't even think that God can talk. Amen. How foolish can man be? The God that made the world. Amen. Come on. Oh, my, look around me and see the wonder that God made. Amen. And to think that the God that made this world can't talk is amazing to Brother Joe. Amen. Not only can he talk, he don't even have to have a mouth to talk with. He can talk right straight to your spirit and right straight to your mind. Come on. Woo! The Holy Ghost can just bypass language altogether. Amen. He make you know things that you didn't know as if you've known it forever. Well, glory. That's the wonder of the Spirit of God. Amen. I've had God just suddenly get, listen, I know we spoke about discernment. Amen. But there's something also called the spirit of knowledge. Amen. Come on, brother. That's where God just gives you what you need to know. Amen. And God don't take God no year to teach you that. He make you know that in a split second. Amen. My. Brother Joel, yes, there's been a lot of people God blessed with that. Man's praying at an altar in a prayer line. Amen. Two men have set apart about to try to shame his ministry and to try to bring it down and put it into some kind of mess with it. Amen. And I'm telling you, best, he puts his hand out to pray for one of those men. Amen. The Spirit of God, amen, suddenly imparts unto him a vision. Amen. And he pulled his hand back, looked at them two men, said, I see two men sitting in a room conspiring, amen, to bring down this ministry, and said, you two are the men. My, he turned white as a sheet, fell in the altar. Come on, Brother Joe. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, amen, God knows everything. He ain't got to learn nothing. Amen. And if you and I will listen and follow him, he'll let us know what we need to know, when we need to know it. Come on with me. Oh, hallelujah. And what to do about it when he tells you. Glory. Woo. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory. Hallelujah. Behold, I will give you knowledge. And behold, that nothing can gainsay, saith the Lord. For behold, I will enlighten you to the truth. I'll lead you. I'll supply you with what you need. As I supply the children of Israel, I kept the clothes on their back, the shoes on their feet, kept them with food and substance, saith the Lord. And behold, led them as sheep of a pasture. Behold, I have no respect to person. I will lead you if you will follow me, saith the Lord. And I will keep you as the apple of mine eye. I will look over you, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know anything more precious. I don't know any place more secure. Amen. Any place more, amen, more peaceful and more serene than following Christ. Nothing is more wonderful than that. Amen. I can tell you it's good to know when you lay it. I thought about the Word of God said, he that keepeth Israel neither slumbereth nor doth he sleep. Amen. We may sleep at night, but he's awake. He don't need no sleep. He don't get tired. He don't get weary. Amen. Hallelujah. And he always knows what lies ahead of us. And if I let him lead me, he'll lead me around the pitfalls. Amen. Of life. He'll lead me in the way everlasting. And he'll cause me to walk up my enemy's back. Put my foot on the nape of his neck. Come on. I'm not talking about physical. I'm talking about where we really need God. The weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. But they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. If I follow him, he'll show me what winning's all about. Yeah, how I said it. We'll follow him. He'll let us know what winning's really all about. Amen. Winning not according to this world's standards, but according to God's. Amen. I'm glad, amen, that I met the biggest winner. Amen. That big name preacher, amen, several years ago, said the biggest loser in all, amen, the world was God. I said, man, he don't know the same God I do. Amen. I said, the God that I know, he ain't never been a loser. He never lost, and he never will. Amen. What do you mean, Brother Joe? I mean before God's done. Amen. The enemy thinks he's won. One of these days, God's going to make him a new heaven and a new earth. Or indwell his righteousness. He's going to put man back in the garden. going to walk in the cool of the day. Amen. With that, man, just like him. Hey, come on, my brother Joe. Amen. I want to tell you, and the devil can't do a thing about it. Amen. Come on. My. If you and I, amen, we'll allow God to lead us. Amen. I can tell you, the devil may huff, he may puff, he may tell you he's going to do this and that and the other. Just keep on walking with God. Amen. And God will show you how to put that devil where he belongs. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, tonight I thank you. I thank you for your spirit. I thank you for your help, Lord. Amen. Can't do anything without you. All things through you. Amen. You are the helper of our life. You give us, God, everything we have that's worthwhile. We have it of you. Amen. Let us, God, then follow you. Let us be leadable. Oh, let us be teachable. God, let us, God, walk in the counsel that you give us. Let us walk in your footsteps. Keep your commandments. And then, sir, the promises of your word will spring off the pages of that book we call the Bible and become living color in our life, but being transformed and changed by the power of God as you lead us and as we follow you in the way everlasting. Amen to God. Amen. Let's just close in this altar tonight. Amen. I can tell you, God's got things, plenty of things that He's after people to do. Amen. If I'll just know Him and follow Him, He will lead me. If you don't know Him tonight, it's real easy to get to know God. Amen. Amen. He's lowly, meek and lowly in spirit. He ain't, amen, ain't a thing uppity about God. Amen. I say, ain't a thing proud, amen, and vain about God. I'm telling you, He's the same every day. He's the same yesterday and today and forever. Amen. He changes not. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. For the glorious.